You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Monday, July 14th, and fierce fighting over the weekend at a remote base, at a remote U.S. NATO base in Afghanistan near the Pakistan border, left 9 American soldiers dead and at least 15 wounded. It's being described as the worst attack in 3 years, and it underscores growing concerns about the seemingly growing strength of the Taliban and its sympathizers. BBC correspondent Martin Patience joins us from Kabul. Martin, good morning, or I should say good afternoon where you are. It's been described as a sophisticated attack. What do you know about it?
Well, this attack took place before dawn on Sunday morning. We understand that about 100 Taliban fighters stormed the base. They were firing rocket-propelled grenades and homemade mortars. Now, we understand that some of those fighters managed to breach the outer wall of this small, remote US outpost. That's very unusual. And there was a lot of hand-to-hand fighting. And as you said, 9 American soldiers were killed in the fighting, and at least 15 were injured.
Now, this was a base, a very new base, not even 3 days old, and that would certainly suggest some level of sophistication in not only planning, but making the attack, carrying it out.
Yeah, this was a very well-planned operation. The militants were very well-armed. As I said before, they rocket-propelled grenades. They had small gunfire. We also understand that there was 100 of them. This is very unusual. Normally, the Taliban have resorted to tactics of suicide attacks and roadside bombs, but this seems to have been a reverse in that. This was a frontal assault where many Taliban fighters launched a large-scale attack on an American base in the northeast of the country.
And Martin, it just seems like another example. We've been reporting some in the past couple of weeks of what some people are calling a reconstituted Taliban, growing in strength and boldness. Would you agree with that?
Well, certainly there's been an upsurge in the number of attacks, particularly in the east of the country where this base was. If you speak to American officials, they'll tell you that in comparison with last year, there's a 40% increase. That's in the east, but also in the south of the country where many international forces and American forces are stationed. There seems to have been an uptick in the number of attacks. I mean, generally speaking, across the country, the north of the country is peaceful, but in the south and the east, there seems to be a growing security deterioration, which is causing great concern to both Afghan officials and American military officials as well.
Clearly to U.S. military officials, for the second time, the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mueller was in the region visiting with Pakistan's leaders, talking about the security situation along the border.
Well, certainly there's great concern, and many military officials here feel that the uptick in the number of attacks is a consequence of the Pakistani government signing a series of deals with the Taliban militants located in their side of the border. They believe that there's bases there, that Taliban militants from Afghanistan and Pakistan plan and then launch attacks inside Afghanistan. So certainly here in Kabul, there's real concern that more must be done on the Pakistani side of the border to control these groups, to try and disarm them, to take them on in order to reduce the number of attacks here in Afghanistan.
And I was referring to Admiral Mullen. He actually made his fourth trip to Pakistan this year and his second in 2 months in talking with Pakistani officials about just those issues. What are NATO and the U.S. troops up to, given the level of tension that exists with Pakistan, particularly in the last couple of weeks?
Well, it's very difficult for NATO and American forces to operate in Pakistan. It's a sovereign country. There has been airstrikes in the past, American airstrikes, which have killed Pakistani soldiers and Taliban militants. But the problem with that is the Pakistani government raises protests in Washington. There's a great deal of anger in Pakistan when these international forces cross the border and kill some of their civilians, be they civilians or fighters. So it's an incredibly sensitive issue, which nobody really has a clear answer on. There's a lot of discussion about this issue, but in terms of going forward, it's very difficult to see how that problem will be resolved.
Well, Martin, back to the attack on Sunday morning, what you're describing is a situation where U.S. forces, NATO forces, are attempting to start an offensive against the Taliban. And it was met with fairly serious pushback on the part of Taliban insurgents, and also with the apparent, arrangement between the Taliban and Pakistan. U.S. forces are really caught in the middle as they try to achieve gains against the Taliban. Tactically, is that what's going on here?
Well, yeah, it's very difficult to know what's happening in the northeast of the country, but certainly many officials here believe that perhaps these Taliban militants had crossed the border from Pakistan. This isn't a clear border. There's no fence. You just simply walk across it. And there is a great deal of anger that Pakistan isn't doing enough to tackle the militancy problem in its border areas. But from Pakistan's point of view, they'll say that, you know, they have to look after themselves first. They've suffered a string of suicide bombings, which have resulted in hundreds of dead civilians in Pakistan in the last couple of years. And they say, well, why can't we get our house in order first, and then Afghanistan and the international community will come after that. But they say we need to look after our own interests first, and then deal with this growing problem of militancy on the border areas.
Martin Patience, thanks for joining us. Martin Patience is the BBC correspondent, and he came to us from Kabul, Afghanistan. Now we have some headlines from Femi Okay. Good morning, Femi.
Good morning. Just coming up to 20 minutes to the...